Our Lord says in the Gospel today that we should ask the Master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest, because there are so many people that needed the teaching of the Gospel, and so few disciples of Jesus, of course, in the beginning. And in today's day, too, where we have a shortage of priests, we have to pray for the Lord to send us more priests and vocations, etc. We need to pray. That's what he's saying. Ask the Master of the harvest. So primarily prayer, sacrifice is a kind of prayer too. Prayer and sacrifice. And, I've gone to meetings of deanery of priests, and sometimes they discuss and they call in some kind of businessmen to talk to the priests about how the church can get more people to come to parish, come to the masses, come to the sacraments. And some of the ideas are really just administrative and ideas that are so more on kind of worldly ideas, like the businesses would come up with, instead of prayer, the Holy Rosary, benediction, novenas, especially a good example of the priests. This is the kind of thing that brings about conversions, not always these kind of administrative ideas of how we can advertise better, advertise in the newspapers or drum up and do all these exciting things. But it's really prayer. Prayer is what will cause souls to find conversion and vocations, etc. Prayer and sacrifice, good example, the traditional things. And we need to really underline this point. What is prayer? This is what St. Francis said, is prayer that brings about conversions. And there are many friars who will study day and night to learn many things and then go out and preach and speak these eloquent sermons, etc. And when people are moved by them and find some benefit from their preaching, they become all puffed up and proud and think that they are the ones that caused it, and yet it was God who did it through the prayers of the holy friars in the convents that are praying and sacrificing for souls and for the conversion of sinners. It is them that brought it out. And God does not reveal to those friars, those holy friars who are praying and sacrificing, because they might become proud of the results that God has done through their prayers. That's what St. Francis said. St. Maximilian, too, said, I have learned that it is only prayer that brings about the conversion of sinners. So how important it is to pray, and to not just pray, but depend on God to bring about conversions. God is the one that reaches into somebody's heart and changes it. He's the one that deposits his grace there. He's the one that gets into somebody's mind and changes their confusing thinking or their blindness or of heart. We just say things and maybe deposit the seeds, and we water it by our good example, but it is God that changes hearts, and we have to depend on that, not on our beautiful words, our beautiful arguments, the things that we do, our activity, but it is God. We depend on God. We can say things and do things and set the good examples, but then back it all up with prayer and dependency on God to touch hearts, and not be surprised if God doesn't reveal to us that we have borne any fruit from our words. And many times God will hide the fruit from us so that we don't get proud. So we always depend on prayer, depend on God to change hearts, and not to be impatient at the lack of conversion right away of other people, but to keep praying, keep sacrificing, keep depending that God is going to work slowly or quickly or whatever way he wants to do in the hearts of men to bring about their conversions. I was just recently reading the life of Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, and she was a Protestant. She converted, of course, became a very great saint, and the first saint, natural-born American saint, and she really was a foundress of the schools of in the United States, Catholic schools, and did great work. And yet she had Catholic friends that she met and who were really working on her conversion when she was a Protestant. And she saw the truth of the faith, and but she saw some truth in Protestant teachings too, of course, which come from the Catholic faith. But she struggled, and she couldn't get to that point of conversion, even if she wanted to. She couldn't, because, you know, so people were praying and sort of getting impatient with her, and, you know, even blaming her for her lack of conversion. And yet she said, I'm trying to come. I want God to give me that grace to embrace the truth entirely. And she did, of course, eventually, but it took her time, you know, and she wasn't blind. She was a good, holy woman, even as a Protestant. And so it takes time, and we have to be patient with the conversion of other people, even those who are living in sin. They might want to get out of the sin, and we pray and we blame them for their sinfulness, and yet it takes time, and we have to pray. But pray and wait on God and sacrifice and help others to find conversion through our prayers and sacrifices, our patience with them, and yet our relentless effort not to give up praying and hoping for the conversion of souls, but depend on God, not so much on our words and activity. Depend mostly on prayer and sacrifice and God's interior working in the hearts of men and in our own hearts.